on September 27th, we had a Bryan police officer respond to Rudder High School for an assault report. A student had reported that they were assaulted by a teacher, and so we responded to speak with the student as well as the staff member. During the investigation, we determined that there was contact made between the student and teacher, but it was what we consider to be a Class C by contact, where if anybody touches another person and the person who is touched deems that to be unwanted, basically it can be filed as a Class C misdemeanor assault by offensive contact. We did not make any arrests. We did not write a citation. What we did was we issued what's called an application for complaint. And an application for complaint is a form that we give to anyone who believes they have been a victim of a Class C offense, or that we can give to a victim of a Class C offense. Basically, it's a document where they're allowed to write down the incident in their own words. They present that to the Bryan Municipal Court, who looks at the merits of the case to determine whether or not there's enough information to proceed on with a court case. Again, it's not an arrest, it's not a citation, it's a free form document filled out by a complainant. And that's what we provided to the student and their guardian. With that application for complaint, once we provide it to them, basically that's a signal that our investigation is over. Obviously, an officer went to the scene, talked to witnesses, talked to the victim, talked to the suspect, gathered information, and they do a report on that. But once we issue the application for complaint, our investigation is done. And then it would, you know, a victim or somebody who's given an application for complaint, they have 10 days to complete the application from the date of the offense and submit it to the municipal court. If they do not submit it within the time frame, then it's basically just assumed that they decided they did not want to proceed or press charges. If they do submit it within the 10 days, then it's given to a member of the municipal court who looks at it and determines whether or not there's enough information to go to trial, whether or not it meets the elements of the offense, things of that nature, whether or not they're going to issue a court date for it. So it's another way for a charge to go in front of a court. They could look at it and say, no, it doesn't meet the offense, there's not going to be a court date. They could say, yes, there is, and proceed. So basically, once we're done, our investigation portion is completed. The reason that we gave the press release is there was some misinformation going around that came to light where there were people saying that the teacher had actually choked or strangled the student, and we obviously don't want that misinformation to be out in the public. So that's why we released our Class C offense press release.
Any injuries?
There were no injuries reported. There were no injuries observed on the person who made the assault report.
The location on campus where this incident took place?
It occurred inside the building. Bryan ISD is aware of it, and I'm sure they'll be sending something out, possibly, or they would be the ones to continue with any comments about it.